Do not remember the former things, Isaiah says. Do not consider the things of old. God is doing something new. Paul says, this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, I strain forward, I press on toward the goal. These two readings remind us, or at least reminded me, of a principle of our ancestors in the faith, the Protestant reformers, who said, we will take Scripture seriously and we will interpret Scripture by the use of other Scripture. We will take it as a whole. We will not pull out bits and pieces out of context. Now, I remind you of that because if all we had were these two Scripture readings this morning, you'd probably think God wants us to totally forget the past. God doesn't want us to totally forget the past, because it is God throughout many other places in Scripture who keeps telling us, remember, 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 remember what I have done for you. Remember what your ancestors went through. Remember what you have experienced. Do not forget. All throughout the 40 years in the wilderness with the Israelites, Moses kept telling them, remember what God has done for you. Do not forget the God who brought you out of Egypt and is taking you to the promised land. Especially when you get to the promised land, do not forget. Of course, what's the first thing they did once they got to the promised land? They forgot, but that's for another sermon. The prophets were always telling the people, remember. Remember God. Remember what God has done. Jesus told his disciples in the crowds, I will not always be with you, so remember. Remember. In fact, every time we share communion, it's even written on the table. Remember. Do this in remembrance of me. But what Isaiah and Paul are reminding us of is, although we should remember, the past can be a dangerous thing. Because the past is past. It can't be changed. And even as we are to remember certain aspects of the past, we aren't supposed to hold on to it or to live there. Because God is doing something new, we need to press on and strain forward. I think there are two tendencies in all human beings, if we're honest. One is, and we would probably label them, although this has context in other areas, conservative and maybe progressive. I think if we're all honest, there's part of us that wants to hold on to the past. Because it's a nice, safe place. We know what happens. And yet we also want to move forward. And thus the two names, conservative, conserving what has been done, tradition in the past, and progressive or liberal, moving forward. I think we all feel this tension within us and in our society and in our churches. But the past can be a prison. We can get stuck there if we keep focusing on what was. How are we going to move forward? The past can be like quicksand, can hold you back. That's what Isaiah and Paul, I think, are getting at. Don't remember or hold on to the former things, because God's doing something new. This one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, I strain forward. Recently, Sam and Ann Marin, who I wish were here this morning, but they're traveling, went to a conference about the future of the Presbyterian Church. And they were telling us about it Wednesday night. And they said one of the questions that was running throughout this conference was, what is essential about being Presbyterian that we want to hold on to? And what other stuff do we need to put aside so that we as a denomination can move forward? And it's a good question for us as individuals and as a congregation as well. What is essential? Of course, there were some who took this question as what is fundamental and took it in a very different direction. But it's a good question. What is essential? What is worth remembering? What do we need to put aside so we can move forward? Now, Paul is addressing this very question in what I read for you. He says, you know, if you look at my past, I have all the right credentials. A Jew of good standing, circumcised on the eighth day, of the tribe of Benjamin, one of the very honorable tribes. He says, as to the law, a Pharisee. We sometimes forget who Paul was before he became the Apostle Paul. He was a Pharisee. He was all about the details of the law. Remember the first time we meet Paul in Scripture, he's holding the cloaks of those who are stoning Stephen. Because he has himself, Paul, has been a persecutor of the early church. And he says that, as to zeal, I was a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, I was blameless. But, Paul says, all of that, all of my past, I now look at as rubbish for the surpassing value of one thing, knowing Christ. Knowing the power of Christ, knowing the suffering of Christ, so that I might perhaps share in the resurrection of Christ. For Paul, that is what is essential, knowing Christ. Everything else, he says, is rubbish, meaningless. I have to let go of it. It's a good question for us to consider here in Lent, here as we are still beginning our time together as pastor and congregation, here as we are moving into the future. What is it that is essential about First Presbyterian of Burnsville? What is it that we want to remember that's worth remembering? And there's quite a bit. But what do we need to let go of in order to move forward? Now, of course, moving forward is always kind of a scary thing. Because where are we going? That's why the past is always so comfortable. We know where we've been. We know what it feels like. We know all the things to say and to do. But in order to move forward, we need to move out of the past. Honor the past. Remember parts of the past. But be willing to let go of some of it as well. Let go of some of those habits and routines and assumptions and practices that we are comfortable in doing, that may not let us move into the future. That's part of what I want to be in conversation with each one of you about in the next months and years and decades ahead. What do you find essential about this congregation? And how do we move forward? There's a great quote I came across, a reflection about this passage from Isaiah, written by Michael E. Williams, who says this: most pastors have heard the phrase, "We've never done it that way before." These words, sometimes called the seven last words of the church, are evidence that we do not perceive the new thing that God is doing now. And Michael E. Williams goes on to ask these two questions: are we so comfortable in our present self-understanding that we are unable to perceive what God is doing in our midst? Is there a difference between remembering the God who leads us to freedom and clinging to past practices that continue to enslave us? Friends, God is doing something new. God is always doing something new. God never lives in the past. God is always moving forward. God is doing something new here and now, right this minute. Do you perceive it? Do you hear it? Do you see it? Are you ready for it? Are you open to it? Or are you holding on to something else? Are you living in the past?